wonderful welcome. This is Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching, coming to you with another one of my awesome leadership tips and podcasts. And today's topic, what is your expiration date? Are you shelf stable enough to move forward? You know, as I sit here speaking to you regarding transition and why we should always be in transition mode, I take note of the fact that today, August the 12th, 2020, the year 2020, that's definitely a year that's going to go down in history for sure. Probably we're going to refer to it as the 2020 syndrome. But as I sit here right now, I am 23,966.25 days into my life. See, I'm on a count up. All too many people, when they get to be my age, they get into a countdown mode. No, I'm in a count up mode. And obviously, if you were listening to this podcast or you're watching this as one of my vlogs, video logs, after today, you'll need to add the appropriate number of days, not only to my total, but why don't you take a few moments and calculate your number of days of your life so far? Now, it's quite simple. You take the number of years you've been around and multiply by 365.25. And then add any additional days from the present year you are now in. I think you'll be amazed once you see what your total comes from. Now, as I sit here, and normally as I sit at my desk each and every day, I look at a little bottle of Bermuda Pink Sand that I always have in front of me as a reminder that the grains of sand in the bottle, that bottle, amount to the number of days not only for me, but also for the lives of that of my family. I also have a sand hourglass that I look at each and every once in a while and know that as each day passes, I get to turn it over and start a new day. What that reminds me of is that each of us has 168 hours in a week, 24 hours in a day, and many precious minutes each and every hour. How much of that time do we squander paying no mind to the fact that time continues to run? Now, that is the one constant in this universe that we live in, that time continues to run. Life is long. Life is long in possibilities. Who are you going to affect and have an impact on? You see, when things are at their worst, that's when you're needed the most. So what has this got to do with my statement above of asking what is your expiration date and what has that got to do with transition? Well, the one thing that is for sure is that none of us knows the day that will be our final day. So I further began to think of all the things that I did or did not do to date over my 66 years and all those days that I mentioned earlier. I began to think of how, because of the things that I did or did not do as to the impact on my health and the impact I had either positively or negatively on my family. And so I began to create my bucket list of things that I wanted to further do and accomplish before that final tick of my earthly clock. See, I walk around with this Apple Watch thing, and it keeps track of a whole lot of things, most importantly, my heart, but has nothing to do with my earthly clock. Now, just some of the examples I recalled were the steps that fell into place that led me to the callings of joining the military, being an educator, and learning the joys of serving others. Yes, service to one, service to all. In fact, today is the anniversary of the birthday of the founder of the Knights of Columbus, and that's their motto, service to one, service to all. The additional transition and calling also of becoming a member of the John Maxwell team that I am indeed a strong part of, and also recalled the rediscovering of my why back in 2013 when I accompanied Dr. John C. Maxwell and a special team of leaders to Guatemala to train the people of Guatemala in helping them to become transformational as well as transitional. Also, I need to include that I continue, even at my age, to expand my horizons by learning and earning additional qualifications in the arts of leadership and coaching, so as to be able to help others raise their levels of awareness. And of special note also is that I did indeed get to walk my daughter down the aisle on the day of her wedding. I did get to celebrate my oldest son's journey and successful rising up in the hospitality industry. And of the time that my number two son went off to join the military and ended up going to war in defense of our country, and how we almost lost him not once, but twice. And the second time being the most torturous anguish for his mother and me and others who loved him for 3.5 days until that next phone call came to announce that he was not on the helicopter that had been shot down that morning with total loss of life. Now, as a result of his survival, his next duty station brought him to a location where he would meet his wife-to-be and eventually allow me the honor and privilege of meeting, holding, and interacting with my two beautiful grandchildren. I have grown to learn and understand that in life, shift will continue to happen. Now, I said shift will continue to happen, but there are no limits in what can be done and what can be achieved, for it's important to note and realize that everything worthwhile is indeed uphill. We've been put on this earth for a purpose, and I've learned that putting my faith in the grand overall designer, God, that healing and comfort are a regular thing. My emotions are no longer all over the place, and I use the phrase woulda, coulda, shoulda a lot less. I no longer fear the end. I no longer fear my expiration date because I know that my shelf life is unlimited. I make a point each and every day to let my loved ones know that I love them and that I am proud of them. And I take time each and every day to thank my Creator, as well as spending time in prayer, for giving me one more day, and acknowledge to Him that since He hasn't called me home, that He obviously has more that He wants me to accomplish. You can't think about what you owe or what you haven't done. You've got to keep moving forward. Further, I have to realize that those who have gone before me are fine, and more importantly, are always looking out for me. So what is the point of all this? This is clearly a story that should not be looked at morbidly, and I can assure you that in my time to date on this planet that I have accomplished quite a bit. My point is that while you have been listening to this podcast or watching this vlog, that your mind and your subconscious were taking you deep within yourself, and you were reminiscing about what you have done and wished you would have done during your days to date. I know that there is so much stored up here in your memory banks that all you have to do is just take a moment to let the memory kick in, and you'll realize what I'm referring to. My purpose was to get you to look deeply within yourself and hope that you will evoke some changes as you enter another transition zone that will allow you to fulfill your purpose, your purposes on this earth. One never truly knows what one's expiration date is, so please make the most of yours and go for it. Now I'm going to close with the question, how big is your frying pan? And provide you with a story about an old-timer who saw a boy fishing and went over to see how he was doing. The boy had already caught 2 small fish, but as the old man walked over, the boy landed a huge bass. "That's a beauty," the old man cried out as the boy unhooked the fish. But then the boy tossed the fish back into the water. "What are you doing?" the old man cried out. "That was a whopper." "Yeah," replied the boy, "but my frying pan is only 9 inches wide." So will you continue to walk through your life throwing back the big fish that will impact your life? Or will you realize it's time to get a bigger frying pan? Are you waiting for your expiration date, leaving so much yet unfulfilled? Or will you go about ensuring that rather than throwing yourself away because an expiration date, that you ensure that you continue to keep yourself shelf stable? by being all you can be and doing all you can do. And that is what transition and being in the transition zone is all about. So until next time, Bob DiGiacomo of Intentional Growth Coaching. Reach out to me at intentionalgrowth@icloud.com. Let's have a chat. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to talking to you. And I look forward to hearing what you've been up to. Bye for now. Make it a great, wonderful, and transitional day. All the best.